Module 1, Stage 2. Loneliness to aloneness. It is natural to feel extreme loneliness when a relationship ends. Healing can and will come from such pain if you listen and allow all this important natural process to unfold, so you can grow through loneliness to the stage of what I term aloneness, where you feel and are comfortable being by yourself. Elaine, in one of the groups, wrote this: "Loneliness is a disease that grows slowly and undetected. Its symptoms are terrifying. Loneliness is a dark, unseeing well that covers you with sadness, and a desperate race to conquer the complete spiritual and emotional emptiness. I am experiencing this disease, and I wish I could find a cure. But even a ray of sunlight is a blessed thing. For loneliness demands, it takes everything from you, and in return gives you nothing but solitude, as if you were the only person in an unmerciful world." Working with people and listening to those going through this process, as I've done in my career, I saw various kinds of loneliness. There are the people who have withdrawn into their cave and just peer out sullenly, looking very sad and dejected. Then there are those who insist on being with someone else, so they always are holding hands or following somebody around. Then there are the busy people, where they are always doing this and that, so they never have to face their loneliness. Loneliness is pain, but in such pain we are being shown something that we have to learn. Loneliness can be like a vacuum, where the person deals with this by sucking everyone around them in to fill their void. It is not just for people at a time when they are ending a relationship, because for many it began in childhood and may be a stumbling block for years to come in their life. The loneliness that comes when a relationship ends is often more intense than any emotion we felt before. We have no one with whom to share meals, our bed, and those special moments, and now, when they are gone, we know nothing but silence. There's a strange emptiness, and we can find no one in the whole world to share our life with and living it.